Hallelujah. Lord, you are holy.
Yes, holy.
We lift you up and magnify your name. Hallelujah. That's what I intend to do tonight. I intend to lift him up and magnify his name. Amen. The Bible teaches us that the entrance of thy word giveth light.
Yes. All right.
And understanding.
Yes. And understanding.
Even to the simple. Amen. You don't have to have a college degree. Amen. You don't have to carry a ministerial card.
That's right.
No.
But when you let that word enter in,
yes, sir. The word.
Come on, bro.
The light will come on.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
And I'm praying, Lord, shine your light tonight.
Yes, it will.
Help
yes,
us to see things we've not seen before.
Right.
Give us wisdom and give us understanding.
All right.
But most of all, give us a spirit of obedience.
There you go.
Because you can know the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, but it won't do you any good. Unless you obey it. Glory to God. I want to obey the word of God.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says heaven and earth is going to pass away. There's all this world and all the things in it. It's all going to pass away. But the word of God is going to abide forever. Amen. And I'm telling you, folks, I am more convinced now than I've ever been. We are living in a messed up time.
Yes, we are.
I mean, people are lying and hating and spreading division. And
yes, sir.
It's a spirit that is gripping the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes, it
and the Apostle Paul encourages us as children of God, don't get entangled with all of this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't get tangled up in politics.
That's right.
Don't get tangled up in that. He said, don't be tangled not with the affairs of this life.
That's right.
Amen. But keep your eyes on the soon coming King.
Yes.
That we might be ready to go when Jesus comes again. Praise God. Praise God. And tonight, I tell you, tonight, this is the last night of these series of meetings, but this is not the last night of revival. We are in revival. And we're going to stay in revival until the sounding of the trumpet. I say we're going to stay in revival until the sounding of the trumpet. Hallelujah. And it could happen at any time. Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I want to direct you to two places in the Bible. First, we're going to go to the book of wisdom. Anybody know what book that is? That's right. The book of Proverbs. And let's see. We're going to go to chapter 30. Proverbs 30. We'll begin at verse number 1. Proverbs 30 at verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to read down to verse number 4, and then we're going to skip over to the book of Judges, chapter 13. Proverbs 30, beginning at verse 1, the words of Agur, the son of Jechi, even the prophecy. The man spake unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ucal. Surely, I am more brutish than any man, and I have not the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. Verse number 4, he began to ask a series of questions. And no doubt there are some folks in here tonight that know the answers. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fists? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Oh, I wish somebody could tell me. Who hath established all the ends of the earth? What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
And what is his son's name?
Jesus.
If thou canst tell. Oh, my. It's people still asking that question.
Yeah.
They're asking that question all over the religious world. What is his name? What is his son's name? If thou canst tell. Now we're going to skip over to the Old Testament book of Judges. And over here in Judges chapter 13, tells the story of Samson and how his mother had a visit, a special visitor. He was the angel of the Lord. Amen. God's messenger. The angel of the Lord told Samson's mom, you're going to have a baby. And she was like, what? So she ran home and told her husband. And her husband said, let me tell you something. Next time you see this man, you come get me. The man showed up again. She ran off and got Manoah. Said, Manoah, here's the man. The angel of the Lord told Manoah everything he had told his wife and said, your wife is going to have a child. He's going to be anointed of God. He's going to be a great ruler in Israel. And after he got done, we pick it up in verse number 17 of Judges chapter 13. Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? What is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. The next verse, and the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name? Seeing it is secret. Now, the Bible has many underlying mysteries, revelations. If you have a study Bible that have notes in the Bible, many times it will give you another word for that word, secret. In verse number 18, now, does anyone have a Bible like that? It has an alphabet beside it or something, and it gives you a different word. You got one like, what does that word? Wow. Say it again. My name is incomprehensible. What else? My name is extraordinary. What else? My name is beyond knowing. How? You know what I want to preach about tonight? The incomprehensible.
The extraordinary.
The extraordinary. Come on, brother. The beyond knowing name of God. Oh, hallelujah. We come to exalt his name. Let's lift our hands toward heaven tonight. Oh, Father, we love you. We praise you, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, as we release revelation in this building. God, release understanding. Let the word penetrate our ears and go down in our hearts. I pray, Almighty God, that not one person leave this place the same way they came in. Teach us and guide us and save us is our prayer tonight. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and let the whole church shout in Jesus' name. Now let's give the Lord another great hand clap of praise. He is worthy, he is worthy, he is worthy, worthy, worthy. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to preach to you tonight on this subject, the wonderful secret of his name. God bless you, and you may be seated. The wonderful secret of his name. The name of the Lord is a mighty strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we've got the victory. Hallelujah. One songwriter said, Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. There's something about the name Jesus. The devil can't stand the name of Jesus. False prophets can't stand the name of Jesus. Why is it? Because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. There is no other name like that name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That name Jesus is the name of whom all the family in heaven and earth is named. That name Jesus is exalted. That name Jesus is lifted up. It's the most hated name in all the kingdom of darkness. I tell you what, it's the name of Jesus that separates. The name of Jesus is what sanctifies. The name of Jesus is what identifies. We got all kinds of religions. We got all kinds of churches, temples, and synagogues. We got people that look like us. We got people that dress like us. There are people out there that can even preach better than us. But that's not what makes the difference with us. The thing that makes us set aside, the thing that makes us unique in the eyes of God, is I can hear the voice of the Holy One speaking across the ages. My people, which are called by my name. Hallelujah. We are the people of his name. What's his name? What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Glory to God. I'm glad I know the mystery. I'm glad I know the secret of that wonderful name. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody give me a scripture. Put it on the screen if you will. We're going to put some scriptures on the screen just to soak you a little bit. Put up there Acts chapter 4, verse number 12. I'm here to tell you, false prophets ain't gonna like what I'm preaching. False churches are not gonna like what I'm preaching. I even go far to say that the religious world can't stand what I'm preaching. But there's only one Lord. There's only one faith. There's only one baptism. And guess what? There is only one name. Neither is there salvation in any other. Allah can't save you. Calling on Jehovah not gonna save you. Calling on Joseph Smith ain't gonna save you. Calling on Buddha ain't gonna save you. But there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. What's that name?
Jesus.
What's that name?
Jesus.
I got a question for you. Do you love the name? Hallelujah. We are blessed. Oh, we are blessed to have the revelation of the name of Jesus. All through the Old Testament, God kept his name secret. They know he was God. They know he existed. So they had to call him something. So they called him the Lord God Almighty. They called him El Shaddai. Hallelujah. They said his name is Jehovah. That name Jehovah means the self-existent one. That name literally means I am what I am. I am the I am. I was I am in the beginning. I am in the middle. And I'm going to be I am in the end. I am whatever you want me to be whenever you need me to be it. I am the door. I am the shepherd. I am the light. I am the Holy One. I am the beginning. I am the end. Glory to God. He is the great I am. There ain't none like him. There is none like him. Glory, hallelujah. When they needed something from God, they called him Jehovah based on what they need was. When they needed peace, they called on Jehovah Shalom. When they needed healing, they called him Jehovah Rapha. Oh, he was Jehovah Kasitkanu. He was Jehovah Nisi. Amen. He was all of these things, attributes connected to that name. But the greatest attribute of all, greater than being a healer, greater than being a peacemaker, is that attribute of salvation. He is Jehovah Savior, Jehovah Shua. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. Jehovah Shua was abbreviated to Joshua. Hallelujah. Joshua has the same meaning in the Greek, Iesus. Iesus have the same meaning when you translate it into English, Jesus. That name is high above every name. Salvation is high above every attribute. He inherited a name that is greater than any name, because at the name of every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to the glory of the Father. And all through the Old Testament, God reserved the mystery of the name Jesus. He kept it a secret. What is thy name? It wasn't time to reveal it yet. And so throughout the Old Testament, they gave him many, many titles. Moses didn't know. He asked, what should I say? Who should I say? Send me. Just tell him I am. It wasn't time for the name to be revealed. Hallelujah. All the mighty prophets, the prophets that were gifted to able to see into the future, you would think they would see his name. But even they couldn't see it. Jeremiah didn't see it. Ezekiel didn't see it. Isaiah got real close. He almost saw it. Isaiah, man, can you imagine if Isaiah could be here tonight? Let's just do that for a minute. Let's just see what would happen. If Isaiah, ladies and gentlemen, Isaiah the prophet, let's give him a hand. Come on up here. Come on up here, Isaiah. Here comes Isaiah. He's real old and fragile. You know, he got a long little shawl on and gray hair. Come on up here, Isaiah. Come on. Come on up here. You see these wonderful people out here? Isaiah, we have a question for you. What we want to know is, what is his name? Can you tell us? Isaiah, he would look around and get his suitcase. And he brings up this tripod and a telescope. What is that, Isaiah? This is the telescope into the future. Okay, Isaiah, get it focused. Get it focused. Because we want to know his name. We want to know his name and his son's name, if thou canst tell. Isaiah get that telescope of prophecy, and he starts getting it focused, and he gets to looking through it, and Isaiah says, I see something. What do you see, Isaiah? I see name. What's his name? Look at this. Unto us a child is born. You see his birth? Yes. But wait, the scene changes. I see he's on the cross. Unto us a son is given. Oh, you see that? And that's not all. I see a government of peace and power upon his shoulders where there'll be no end. Wow, Isaiah, thousands of years into the future. But wait a minute, that's not what we're talking about. We want to know his name. Oh, yes, his name. Okay, here we go. Let's see. The name. What's his name? I see something. What is it? Beautiful, brilliant lights. And I see five letters. It's out of focus, but it's coming in. Five letters. It's getting clearer. It's. And then God shut off the light. Because it's not time for Isaiah yet. And Isaiah's like, oh, I almost saw it. Isaiah, what did you see? It was brilliant. It was amazing. Can you tell us the name? What is his name? I can't tell you what his name is, but I can tell you this. What? His name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince. Whoa, glory to God. I can't tell you what his name, but it's going to be awesome. It's going to be powerful. No other name like that name. Isaiah didn't know. He didn't have the revelation, but I got a feeling that we got some people in the building tonight that know what his name is. What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, if you will. I'm glad I know the name. I'm glad I know the name. Hallelujah. The name is Jesus. Oh Lord, every time I say that name, I feel chills. Jesus. Ooh. Glory to God. Somebody say that name.
Jesus.
Oh, you know what just happened? When you said that name, angels stood at attention. Tell me what to do. Tell me where to go. Say it again. When you say that name, demons begin to shake. Oh, Lord. Oh. Why? Because there's something about that name. There's something about that name. Jesus. Oh, yes, it is. And there is, listen now, there is a wonderful secret about that name. It's a secret the devil don't want you to know. Because once you find out the secret of the name, then you understand why Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name. When two or three are gathered in my name. Whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's something up. Oh. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You ready? You ready to learn something? Are you ready to learn something? Oh, let me tell you what about the name. I found this out almost by accident. Because nothing happens by accident when you're living for God. The Lord blessed me with this revelation. I had never heard it preached. But it just put a light bulb in my head. I was in my car, minding my own business. Driving down the road. Now, my wife and I, we were getting ready to have our first baby. And there's something about the first one. You try to learn as much as you can learn. And I'm listening to the radio, and I got it, the station on a talk, some kind of talk program. And just so happened, the host was interviewing a doctor that specializes in childbirth. So I turned that up. And I started listening because I wanted to learn. And the doctor was talking about the baby in the womb and how the child develops and how the child get X chromosomes from daddy and Y chromosomes from mama and all these traits from generations. And all these things mix up together to produce one unique individual. That is amazing. And you know how when the baby is born, when that baby first presents itself to the world, the first thing you do, you count the toes and the fingers. Okay. Then you look at that child, and it's so amazing. Oh, my goodness, she got your nose. And she got your hair. And, oh, my, oh, that's Uncle Joe's eyes. And when the baby started crying, she looks like grandma. And that baby is a mixture of all of these influences and all of these things it gets from both parents and mixes into one. But this is what the doctor said. Not Brother Easter, this is what the doctor said. The doctor said, out of all the attributes and all the personality and all the things the child gets from the parent, the child can only get one thing from one parent. It cannot get from the other. And that is the blood. And I was like, what? The doctor said the child gets its blood only from its daddy. And I was like, wow. Then things started going in my mind. Wherever the father's blood is, that's where the father's name is supposed to go. I'm saying, So, that's why he couldn't be named Joseph Jr. Because Joe won't his daddy. He got his name from his father. And his father's name is
Jesus.
And the son's name is
Jesus.
Oh, why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? That's powerful. Everybody don't know that. So I was soaking this in and trying to make sense of it. I never heard that before. The baby only gets the blood from the daddy. And where the daddy's blood is, that's where the father's name is supposed to go. But then I began to think about this. I said, wait a minute. The baby only gets the blood from the daddy. The baby don't get the blood from the mama. And all of a sudden, I found myself in the Garden of Eden. And I'm watching Eve. She's by herself. Some people think Adam and Eve stayed together 24/7. You don't stay with your wife 24/7. They weren't Siamese twins. I see Sister Eve walking through the garden by herself, and she just happened to be on a path that went right by the forbidden tree. Girl, you had no business even being over there. Amen. That's why the Bible said don't even go near it. If it looks evil, stay away from it. Abstain from the appearance of it. But no, she had to go walk by the tree. The only place Satan could tempt her. And in that serpent, he was curled and he was waiting because the devil is very patient. And soon as she got within hearing distance, he said, psst, hey, you, come here. Eve looked over at the serpent. I got a question for you. Did God say you can't eat of all the trees? And they got into this conversation. And Eve misquoted scripture. And she added to the word. She said, not only do we not supposed to eat it, we can't touch it. And the devil said, aha, she don't know his word. And he then began to talk to her and beguile her and fool her and said, that's not true. That's not true. You're not going to die. You're not going to see. God don't want you to have no fun. And the same thing, people come to church and they know they need to be saved. But they hear that lying spirit, you're not ready yet. Because you're going to have to stop doing this. You can't do this no more. You can't do that no more. And that's what he was dealing with Eve. But see, Eve was tricked. She was beguiled and she took of the fruit and she bit it. Now, the Bible says life is in the blood. Her blood was pure, no sin. When she bit the fruit, sin came into her blood system. Her blood was contaminated. She was a sinner. But still, even Eve being a sinner could not pass sinful blood to her children, because the children don't get the blood from the mama. So it's not Eve's fault we in the mess we in. I thought the ladies would jump up and shout on that one. It's not Eve's fault. She couldn't pass on sin. But Adam, when Adam partook of the fruit and his blood became contaminated with sin, and the wages of sin is death. So death began to run through Adam's veins. And Adam, the Bible says, by one man, sin has passed unto all of us. Why is that? Because all of us got a daddy. And we've all inherited our daddy's sinful blood. And God looked at the world and he saw generation after generation of people being born with sinful blood and sin destroying the world. And God said, you know what this world needs? A blood transfusion. This world needs some clean blood. This world needs some pure blood. This world needs some righteous blood. And God, he looks all over the world and there's no clean blood. He searches all four corners of heaven and there's no blood in heaven. So God said, you know what? I'm going to have to do something that's never been done before. I'm going to make myself a body. Hallelujah. I'm going to bring in pure blood to the human race. How are you going to do that, Lord? I'm going to borrow me a vessel, a woman, a virgin who's not touched a man. So the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and she became pregnant, and it wasn't Joseph. Hallelujah. That baby that was developing inside of Mary's womb, that baby took attributes of Mary. Probably had eyes just like her. Probably had the same color hair that Mary had. Probably had the same skin tone that Mary had. But one thing that baby could not get from Mary was her blood. He couldn't get the blood. Mary couldn't pass on her sinful blood, but the blood that was in that baby, it didn't come from Joseph, but that blood came from up above. It was holy blood. It was sanctified blood. It was powerful blood. Hallelujah! That's why the blood of Jesus ain't no blood like the blood of Jesus. There is no blood like the blood of Jesus. Nothing can wash away your sin but the blood of Jesus Christ. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
That's why when I could just see Mary, she got a little bump there. She got a little bump. It's getting close to the time of delivery. Can you see Mary's little girlfriends in the village? Mary, it won't be much time now. You're going to have that baby. Mary just a smiling. We're going to have a baby shower. We're going to make some little booties for the baby. Hey, let's put the baby's name on it. Oh, Mary, what you going to name the baby? And Mary was like, I don't know. Because I can't name him Joseph Jr. It was a secret until an angel came. And the angel said, that which is in you is of the Holy One. And vowed, see where the Father's blood is. That's where the Father's name. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the name of the Father?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Son?
Jesus.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Man, my eyes opened up and I'm like, wow, this is so powerful. This is why the name. Listen, wherever the Father's blood is, that's where the Father's name is. Let me reverse it. Wherever the Father's name is, that's where the Father's blood is. Whew. So if you want the blood of Jesus, I said, if you want the blood of Jesus, you can't get it by saying Jimmy and Joe and James and Johnny. You got to call on the only name, hallelujah, that brings the blood, and that name is Jesus. When you say Jesus, the blood comes. When you say Jesus, the blood shows up. When you say Jesus, the blood shows up. Praise God. The devil hates it. He hates it because the devil knows the power that's in the blood. That blood was poured down at Calvary. The blood came from his brow, came from his wounds. That blood, that shedding of blood had a purpose. The Bible says it was for the remission of sin. Not just forgiveness, remission. When sin is remitted, it is washed away, blotted out, forgotten. And we all have sin. And the wages of sin is death. So how are we going to stand before God with sin? You can't do it. That's why we need the blood. Because the blood cleanses. What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? You need the blood. 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 Amen. We need the covering of the blood. Hallelujah. Because the blood brings remission, the evaporating away, the washing away of sin. So I want my sins washed away. How about you? I want the blood of Jesus. How about you?
Yes.
When we stand in the day of judgment, oh my goodness. When we stand in the day of judgment, God ain't going to look at your good deeds. I'm a good person. These people were hurting. I reached out. I helped them. I'm a nice person, Lord. I do this. I do that. None of that qualifies you. None of that going to qualify you. You'll never be good enough to go to heaven. What's going to save me from the judgment? The same thing that saved the children of Israel. When I see the blood, my judgment will pass over you. That's why we need the blood. We need the blood more than we need to be healed. We need the blood more than we need money in the bank. We need the blood more than anything in this world. We need the blood. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So the issue is this. Not how good you are, but how blood covered you are. I got to be covered in the blood of Jesus. I don't care if nobody else get covered. I need to get covered. If you don't want it, I want it. Amen. I need to be covered by the blood, because only the blood can wash away my sin. Now, where is the blood? Wherever the blood is, that's where the name is. You can't separate the name from the blood for the remission of sin. So how did people get the blood? How do we get the blood? We can't get the blood just by saying it. We can't get the blood just by praying for it. Amen? We need to get the blood. All right? Let's look at a verse of scripture. 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. 1 John chapter 5, verse 8. We're getting ready to bring it to a close. Hold on a second. I want the blood, don't you?
Amen.
I said, I want the blood, don't you?
Amen.
John tells us there are three that bear witness in the earth right now. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, capital S, and the water, and the blood. And these three, and these three agree in one. Now, watch this. I can't see the Spirit. I can't see the blood. But I can see the water. Right over here is the water. Now, the water and the Spirit and the blood agrees in one. If you want the blood, you gotta get in the water. I say, if you want the blood, you gotta get baptized. If you want the blood, you gotta get, oh, hallelujah. Oh, every last one of you need it. You got to have it. You gotta get in the water. They agree in the water. Oh, Brother Easter, how do you say that? The Bible shows us in another place. When Moses took the children of Israel, led them through the sea. What was the name of the sea? It wasn't called Red Sea by accident. The Spirit was in that water. The blood is in that water. That's why it's red. Hallelujah. God is trying to show us something. He's trying to give us an example. You got to get in the red water. People getting baptized all over the place in clear water. Ain't no blood in the water. You go to church and that preacher baptizes you and he says, I baptize you in the name of the Father. Ain't no blood. I baptize you in the name of the Son. There's no blood. I baptize you in the name of the Holy Ghost. There's no blood. You went down a dry sinner. You came up a wet sinner. And you might be a good one, but you're still a sinner. Only the name. Only the name. What's the name of the Father? What's the name of the Son?
Jesus.
What's the name of the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
Jesus is the name. That's what brings the blood. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. We almost finished. Hold on a second. I'm soaking you with the word tonight. Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Who? Somebody said, well, that was just for the Jews. That ain't what that says. That says every one of you. How should you be baptized according to the Bible?
In the name of Jesus
Christ. There's a reason for it. What's the reason? What brings remission of sin? The blood. Where the name is, that's where the blood is. Where the name is, that, oh my goodness. I don't know how much more I can tell you. You got to have the name. You got to have the name. The name, the name is what makes the difference. It's for the remission of sin. Amen. You have to use the name. Acts chapter 8, verse number 16. We're moving a little bit quicker now. Acts chapter 8, verse number 16. This ain't Brother Easter. This is the word of God. Acts chapter 8, verse number 16. The Holy Ghost had fell on all those people. They hadn't been baptized right. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Only they were baptized. How?
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
What? In the name of the Lord Jesus. They were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Have you been baptized in the name of the Lord, or were you baptized with a substitute? Father is not a name. Son is not a name. Holy Ghost is not a name. Let me tell you something. If you look at what Jesus commanded, he's telling you to do this. He says, baptize in the name, baptize in the name, baptize in the name. What name? The name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. Well, you got to know what the name is. You got to know what the name is. You got to know what the name is. Acts chapter 10, verse number 48. Acts chapter 10, verse number 4. Boy, this is getting good here. I hope somebody writing these scriptures in your Bible. Acts chapter 10, verse 48. Peter is talking. And notice what the apostle Peter did. And he suggested and he recommended and he said, if you feel like it, he commanded. He commanded. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name, 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 in the name of the Lord, of the Lord, of the Lord. What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
Oh, clap your hands to the Lord right now. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something about that name. My people called by my name. Folks want to do everything in the name except be baptized. Wonderful people, good people, love God, go to church. Some even preach the gospel. But they reject the name. When it comes to be baptized, I don't understand it. You say you believe the Bible, yet you don't obey the Bible. Now, this is my dilemma. I'm almost done. Musicians, would you come? This is my dilemma right here. I want to go to heaven. I want to be saved. I'm not interested in winning an argument or proving a point. I just want to go to heaven. I'm not trying to say you're wrong, I'm right, don't go over there with them. That don't mean nothing. We got the book. And what matters in the book is all that matters. So I talked to a preacher one day, and I said, sir, you've been preaching, pastoring this church many, many years. Distinguished man, well known in the community. I have a question. What do I need to do to be saved? And he started reaching in the scriptures. And you know, you could take some scriptures and make it say whatever you wanted to say. But Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word be established. So if this is right, show me in two other places. He couldn't do it. He told me, he said, young man, Jesus commanded all nations be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I said, what is the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? He just looked at me. I said, why don't you use the name? We just do what Jesus said. No, you are repeating what Jesus said. I said, Pastor, listen, if you are right if you are right, I will do what you do. Because I want to be right. But I want it based in the scripture. So, Pastor, show me. This is what I want you to do. Open up your Bible and show me one place where somebody was being baptized and they said, in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Show me one place. One place. Just one. And you know what? It's not in there. It's not in the scripture. Nobody ever thought of repeating the words. All they knew was to do what he said. In the name. In the name. And all through the scriptures, you find them baptizing people in the name. Why? For the remission of sin. Because where the name is, that's where the blood is. That's the wonderful secret. Amen. Can I do one more verse and I'm done? Let's all stand. One more verse. One more verse. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 17. One more verse. Colossians chapter 3, in verse number 17. Well, I baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. I pray in Jesus' name. Does it really make a difference? Let's see what the Bible says. And whatsoever you do, I don't care what it is. Sing, dance, run, jump, pray, baptize. Do all. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Right. Yes, 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 yes.
Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him.
By Him.
Do it all.
Do it all. Do it all.
Why? Because there's something about that name.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, Jesus said, I've seen thy works. And you have not denied my name. My brothers and sisters, friends and neighbors, God don't care what denomination you're from. God don't care what the title of your church is. What God cares about is the name.
Yes, He does.
The name. The name. So tonight, I have no question that you believe in God. I have no doubt that you love the Lord. But I wonder, have you been baptized in the name? That's the question. Have you been to the water? Have you been washed in the blood? There's no other way you're going to make it. Amen. So I'm going to do what Peter did. That's a good example. I don't know what T.D. Jakes did. I don't care what Joyce Meyer did. I don't care what Joel Osteen did. I'm going by the book. Going by the book. Pastor, do we have water?
We have water.
We got water in the baptistry. Right now, it's just plain water. Hallelujah. But when you go down and that preacher call on the name Jesus, the spirit and the blood agrees in that. And when you come up out that water, you come up a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things become new. All the promises in the Bible belong to you. And you have come into the family of the name. Hallelujah. So in the next few minutes, I'm going to be calling on folks to make a decision tonight. Tonight. And I'm going to do what Peter did. If Peter did it, I can do it. You know what I'm going to do? I command you. I command you to obey what's written in the scriptures. and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads together right now. Father, we love you and we praise you. Lord, we don't just come to church to just have an entertainment, or we don't come to church, Lord God, to have our ears tickled. We are living in the end times, Lord God. We can't afford to continue to worry and wait, question and procrastinate. The word's entry brings light and understanding, and we're able to see it, Lord. Now I pray that we receive it, Lord. Receive the word, which is able to save your soul, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you that have never been baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, and you desire, well, even if you don't want to come, I command you with love. Would you come forward? We got a change of clothes here for you. We got change of clothes.
Yes.
We got a change of clothes here for you. If you want to get baptized, you can have a change of clothes. And we'll baptize you in the lovely name of Jesus according to the scripture. According to the scripture. Somebody said, well, I'm good. I've been baptized already. My question to you is, how was it done? How were you baptized? Do you know? Somebody said, well, I was baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Well, you need to be baptized again. This time in the name of Jesus Christ. If you say, I was baptized as a child and I don't remember, then you need to make your calling sure.
Yes.
And you need to come forward tonight and say, I'll take the name.
Right.
You're either going to take it or you're going to reject it. You need to take it. Amen?
Amen?
Anyone here tonight that have not been baptized in Jesus' name, get it right tonight.
Amen.
Come on. Join the family.
Yeah.
Join the family. The devil hates that name. He don't want you baptized in that name. Praise God. That name is wonderful. Anybody want to come? You want to be baptized in the name of Jesus, the only name under heaven whereby we must be saved. Anyone? None of y'all want to be baptized? Oh, y'all already baptized. You want to be baptized? Oh, isn't that sweet? Come on up here, sister. Come on up here. Praise God. Anyone else want to be washed in the blood? Washed in the blood. Have all your sins washed away. Born all over again. Brand new start with the Lord. Brand new start. Anybody else tonight, you want to be born again? Anyone else? Is there anyone else? Oh, my goodness. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Hallelujah. There's no other way to get the blood. There's no other way to get the blood. It's in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. There's no other way to get your blood, your sins washed away, but by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Anyone else needs to be baptized tonight? Want to be baptized tonight? You all need it. Needing it, the question is whether or not you want it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Brothers and sisters, we need to take this and spread it all around our town. We need to let everybody know the name is Jesus. We are not Jesus only. We are Jesus' name. I say we are Jesus' name. The name is what makes the difference. Praise God. Amen. Y'all got a song for us? Praise God. If you love what you heard tonight, would you come and gather around the front? Join us as we sing and praise the Lord, lifting up that holy name. Thank God for the revelation. I'm glad somebody told me.
Well, God is so good. Amen. Powerful God, mighty God. I'm so glad to know that the blood comes from the Father. Amen. Janita's going to be baptized in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, remission of sins. Amen. Powerful flowing of transferring of blood to remit all sins. Amen.
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would touch, Lord Father God, that you would move in a mighty way. Señor, te pido que se mueva en esta situación. Toca su corazón, toca su vida. Dirige sus pasos, Señor. Bendice en el nombre de Jesús.
Upon the confession of faith, it is my pleasure now to baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of there's no God before him, no God after him. He alone is God. He alone is God. It's always been a mystery of human nature. When you read the scriptures about the disciples of Jesus, and they was all Jewish. All Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. Amen. After the resurrection, he meets with them. All this time they believe in one God. Taught their children about one God. And then he springs it on them. Go baptize, make disciples, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Surprise, there's been three of us all the time. Come on. You know why that you hold on to the truth? Because it's by revelation. The Spirit of God opening up your understanding. It's revealed to you. When Jesus said, "Who men say that I am?" and they gave all the explanations. Peter gave the greatest explanation of who he knew he was. "Thou art the Christ." Jesus said, upon this rock. It wasn't Peter the rock, it was the revelation. That's the rock. That's the rock. And I really believe in your prayers as you're praying for the city, you're praying for our responsibilities. God, send forth your spirit of revelation into the city of Warsaw. Send your spirit of understanding into the city of Warsaw, in the hearts of men and women. The greatest thing that we can have a real revival is when people say, "I see it. I see it. I must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah.